This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations out there across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on the website where you can hear us streaming over there right now if you can't hear us any other way, and also on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We thank them so very much for that, as well as our independent stations around the countryside, a great mixture of people to be able to talk to at night on the road, on the highways and byways, wherever you happen to be, as well as in your offices and at home. And maybe some people actually put the earbuds in and they listen to us at night because they can't sleep. So there you go. But it is what it is. And remember, you can always hear us streaming live on the Internet, if nowhere else, on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and our firefighters, to our police, our hospitals and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers. Let's not forget our bulk mail haulers, too, coast-to-coast, border-to-border with the mail, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and other petroleum products to wherever it needs to go so we can go. We thank you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's again, it's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the correct name of the page. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show is how you find us on Facebook. Now, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on X as at Captain's America. Very simple, at Captain's America. And if you want to hear us and see us a little bit more, you can go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, which is our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the land of fruits, nuts, honey, and, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. I forgot her last time. We'll keep her in the mix here, too. All right. And Gavin Newsom. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
And out of that whole group, who's your most favorite person?
Oh, you're asking me to choose.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's your most favorite person out of that group of people? Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and Gavin Newsom.
Well, that's a trick question. I'm not falling for that.
Uh-oh. Well, Gavin Newsom is the nephew of Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
She's dear auntie.
Right.
So that's how he got his job, if you will. He was the former mayor of San Francisco, which is, of course, where Nancy lives, right?
That's right. She's from there, yes.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as promised, Mr. Wally, the Jets last night played a game, and in that game, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. It's not the first time this has happened. Won't be the last time, probably. But once again, he hurt his ankle. And this has happened before, only this time he may have done more than just the ankle. Tell us about it, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. And yes, Wally had had written in and said he wanted to find out what was happening. We understand it's just about 5 minutes into the game. Aaron Rodgers went down with an injury, evidently to his ankle. The Jets scratched him from the second quarter for sure. Later on, they said that the x-rays were negative, Captain, but the feeling of what's coming through these different stories is that the team is wondering if this could be an Achilles-related injury. We don't know for sure. He's going to have an MRI on Tuesday, we understand, and we'll have more information about that. But, yes, just about 5 minutes into the ball game, and that was that.
Well, this is not his first rodeo with this type of an injury.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But very, very disappointing and crushing, obviously. They brought in Aaron Rodgers to hopefully do great things, and so it may just take a little more time at this point for that to happen.
I don't think they have much of a backup quarterback either, so, oh well. By the way, Governor Youngkin over there in Virginia pardoned the father who was arrested for protesting a school board for covering up the sexual assault of his daughter at school. I have no problem with that.
Well, exactly right. I think the governor's, in the correct vein here. This is why those powers, number one, are delegated to the governors of states or to the president of the United States. So if they see something that's gone egregiously wrong, they can use their pardon powers to right it.
Now, Barbara Lee, who I think is an opponent trying to get Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat, says that the governor there, Gavin Newsom, and his plan for the Senate seat is insulting. And we'll talk about that when we come back. I wonder what's insulting about it, Kyle.
Yes, well, there's a lot to say. We'll talk about it right after the break.
All righty. Don't go anywhere, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch cruising along the overnight radio hours. We'll be right back with more.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
And I was on the air last night in Orlando at about 6:15 or so for about 10 minutes talking about my experiences on September 11th with some nice people over there, and we appreciate everybody in Orlando, and we enjoy being on the air over there. So anybody wants to call us from over there, it's 877-969-8600. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com on the website, MyPillow.com. You're always going to need a promo code when you get there to save you money. The promo code is going to be the word CAPTAIN. And they have a phone number you can call 24/7. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call that number, and you'll get MyPillow.com, and they'll answer whatever questions you've got. You can order whatever you want. They'll answer the questions, and you got the order. And the promo code that you'll need to have is CAPTAIN to get the lowest possible price that they have to offer. Now, Kyle, once again, let's repeat the news on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that's right, Captain. We understand that we fear that Aaron Rodgers may have suffered an Achilles injury. And this just after the fourth play, basically, or during the fourth play, about 5 minutes into the game, he went down with the injury. The team says that the x-rays were negative, and of course he's not coming back for the second quarter. He's going to for the second half, I should say, at that time. And he's going to be having an MRI today on Tuesday to see just exactly how bad this may be. So we're pulling for him. We hope that he's going to be okay.
Now, you know what the honor flight is, right?
Right. This is veterans, I believe, right?
World War II veterans and sometimes Korean and once in a while Vietnam get a chance to fly up to Washington, D.C. with a escort, chaperone, whatever, that helps them to make sure they get around okay, because a lot of these guys and gals are in wheelchairs or walking with canes or having some sort of disability. But they get a plane ride to go up there to D.C., and they spend the day going around looking at all the different monuments that are there, the military things and whatnot, and usually a politician or two will come around and speak to them. But I've got a friend that's riding in a car right about now. It's Fred Jenkins, and he's a World War II, Korea, and Vietnam veteran, all three eras, one of the very, very, very honored people that we know that's done it for three different major conflicts, and three different branches of service, I might add, too, the Air Force, the Army, and believe the Navy. So there you go. And my buddy John is driving him to the airport, and he's going to be going with his chaperone, his escort, Felicia from Mission Barbecue. So hello to Felicia, hello to our friend Fred, and hello to John, as they're all traveling together to get on the plane and fly on up to Washington, D.C.
Well, that's great. Well, we wish them a very safe trip, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to be a nice day for a trip, and they won't need to worry about too much of anything. Might be a little warm up there, but then again, that's better than being cold, right?
Exactly right, yes.
And I don't see any rain in the forecast either for what's going on up there, so that's all good. All right, well, back to the news here. We talked about Barbara Lee. I believe she's an opponent that wants to run and get the seat from Dianne Feinstein when she decides to give it up. And apparently someone in her camp has said she's going to fill out her term. She's not going to leave early. But I understand Gavin Newsom, the governor for California, has a plan himself for getting that seat. What's going on?
Well, Gavin Newsom in the past, I think, has pledged that he would appoint a black woman to the seat if necessary. Barbara Lee is going to be one of the Democrats, of course, running for Senator Feinstein's seat next year. But what Gavin Newsom has come out and said now, he said he would make only, quote, an interim appointment to Feinstein's seat to find someone who's not going to be running, wouldn't be a declared candidate and won't run. So pretty much is what they call a caretaker. Well, Barbara Lee, I think, is not too happy about this idea. So anyway, the idea that he's just going to appoint an interim person, and I think probably because he doesn't want to try to tip the election one way or the other and for whoever might want to be running for that seat.
Well, years ago, that was done down here in Florida, and that's how we got Mel Martinez as the U.S. Senator, because the campaign manager for then-Governor Charlie Crist, George something or another, didn't run. He was appointed to the seat, and then had to run for election and got beat by somebody. I want to say it might have been Rick Scott. That might have been when Rick Scott became the senator, but I know the seat retained there through Republican nature, but this guy that was put in the interim did not, so there you go. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly right. So Barbara Lee is basically saying that the idea that a black woman should be appointed only as a caretaker to simply check a box, I'm quoting here, is insulting to countless black women across this country who have carried the Democrat Party to victory election after election, she said. And so it goes on from there. But again, I don't know that Feinstein's going to step down unless there was some other reason that's going to happen, but I think she's going to stay there. And Gavin Newsom is in at least for any politician, a very difficult position at this point.
When does California's electric vehicle mandate come into play?
I believe soon, but I do know that the and when I say soon, I think it's coming in. It would be on the horizon here, but very quickly, comparatively. I don't know the exact year, but we do know that the U.S. House of Representatives may want to take a vote in order to get rid of that mandate.
Yeah, the Republicans are forcing a floor vote to reverse the California electric vehicle mandate. By that was announced, I think, yesterday. I'm not sure who announced that. Well, I believe it was Steve Scalise.
Right. The House is going to vote on what they call Preserving Choice in Vehicles Purchases Act. This is actually being brought up by Representative John Joyce, Republican out of Pennsylvania. It was introduced back in March, and they'll be voting on it on Thursday, we understand. So if this passes, it's going to block the EPA from issuing waivers to states that are seeking to ban or limit internal combustion engine vehicles. And if memory serves, I think California is looking to try to get rid of the sale of any new gas-powered engines, I think, round about 2035 or in that area there. And so that just continues to sound completely unrealistic.
No, I'm just shocked. I'm just so appalled. I'm just so upset about the latest New York Fed survey, which says Americans' inflation expectations for the next few years are ticking higher, higher. I'm just shocked that that would actually be reality. Being very facetious and funny at the same time here, but I'm not surprised at all. Nothing goes down as fast as it goes up.
Well, of course not. It's so hard to bring down inflation. It's easy for it to go on the rise like a rocket ship virtually overnight, but consumers anticipate inflation is going to remain high for the coming years, Captain. I mean, this is pretty bleak when you really stop and think about it. They think it's going to continue around 3%, according to these surveys, and it's going to drop down to maybe 2.8 about 5 years from now, according to this poll. So, in other words, we're in for the long haul if consumers, if their radar is right here, and that means higher prices on everything that you buy at the grocery store. That just for openers. Is not good.
Wow. That's all I can think of to say. Wow.
Well, exactly, because again, wages, and I hear people telling me this all the time too. You know, they're not making more money, but everything costs more, and you get less. We even have the shrinkflation, right? That means if you buy a bag of potato chips, it's more than likely you're getting less potato chips. Now, how would I know this, right? You're getting less
because you're eating potato chips. You're not kidding us.
That's right. So you're getting less potato chips than maybe you were before. And that's the way, but this is the way the companies have to be very shrewd, because if they really raise their price of potato chips, then you're going to notice. But if you just have a little bit of less and you keep charging about the same, then it's not so noticeable. But eventually it all comes out in the wash, doesn't it?
Yep. And we're coming back with the bottom of the hour ID and weather and news from your local stations. And we'll be back right after that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch right here on your radio dial. And good morning, Fred. Have yourself a safe trip up there on the outer flight. You too, Felicia. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden commemorated the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in Alaska.
I join you on this solemn day to renew our sacred vow. Never forget.
At a memorial ceremony at Anchorage's Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, he praised the unity and resilience of Americans following the tragedy. In a deal that will see five American citizens detained in Iran released, about $6 billion in frozen Iranian money will be able to be transferred from South Korea to Qatar. The Biden administration waiver will essentially allow European, Middle Eastern, and Asian banks to forgo U.S. sanctions and allow for the frozen money to be converted in South Korea and then transferred to Qatar. Approximately 15 million households will have access to Disney-owned channels like ESPN and ABC once more. It's been reported the media company has come to an agreement with Charter Communications. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now remember, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is a facility and an office that I've used. And I've used them because they found the problem that I had and literally saved my life in doing so. And it was a serious problem, which had been undiagnosed by a couple of other people that should have picked up on it but didn't, because I guess they didn't have the experience that Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care did. So, as a result, what they did for me there literally saved my life. Now, that being said, they will talk to you wherever you're at around the country and recommend different places where you're at. They do have a facility a part of their office up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you're up there in Minneapolis listening to us and you're having feet problems or foot problems or ankle or whatever the deal might be that a podiatrist can help you with, then you'd want to call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call to find out more. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and then they'll know what it is that you're talking about. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Again, we want to give a special shout-out to our buddy Fred, Fred Jenkins, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam veteran, going on the honor flight today with some of his friends and our friends. Felicia is the gal that he's going to be relying on to make sure that he gets from point A to point B, and she's works with Mission Barbecue, one of our very good friends there. She's the hospitality-type person, I guess they call them up there. But she, community relations, there we go, that works up there, and she does a bang-up job. And yesterday was another example of how Mission Barbecue treats the first responders and the veterans and all those people that, when it comes to a special day like Patriot Day, giving them, you know, free food and treating us like kings and queens. And we don't ask for that, but they're more than happy to do that as part of the community that we live in, and to that I say kudos.
Absolutely.
Now, Mr. Kyle, Kroger and Albertsons, a couple of big grocers, right?
Oh, yeah.
They plan to sell over 400 stores in connection with their $24.6 billion merger. And I know that Kroger is pretty much in the middle Atlantic states and somewhere, you know, different places in the south. And I know Albertsons is pretty much out west. So modernizing and whatnot. And by the way, we have another chain that just bought some of the Winn-Dixie locations here in Florida called Aldi, A-L-D-I. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Aldi. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to start seeing them in some of our neighborhoods down here. Where the Winn-Dixies used to be, those, not all of them, but some of them will become Aldi stores.
Well, that's right, yeah, because Aldi is expanding their footprint, and then they're going to continue to run some of the stores as they had been, you know, as the, under the original name. But they wanted to acquire all these different locations. Kroger and Albertsons now, they're going to sell 413 stores to C&S Wholesale Grocers. Now, together, they have about 700,000 people that they employ. They have about 5,000 stores across the 48 states and the District of Columbia. But, of course, you have to have the U.S. regulatory clearance about this because of antitrust laws and things like that. So the proposed merger is going to be pretty meaningful. And I was listening to some analysis about this earlier today, Captain. It could be that as a result of this merger, some consumers might see some better prices. And so at a time like this, that's pretty important. I've got an Albertsons down the street, our community Albertsons, our neighbor at Albertsons, and they've been actually doing all this renovation, which is I really like, but I got to tell you this, Captain, they changed everything around. I used to know where everything was.
Me too.
I have to go around and find it.
I know the feeling. Yeah, they do that to you, and then you got to go figure out where everything went to. By the way, there's an offshore report that just popped up on Fox News homepage here, and the title is Grounded. Apparently, the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is reportedly stuck in India following the G20 summit. Something going on with his aircraft that he can't get it. They can't get it in the air.
Yeah, it's being listed right now as a technical issue, so we don't have any other information about it just yet. But obviously, if that's the case, they're saying that the issue wasn't fixable overnight. The delegation is going to be staying in India until they can make alternate arrangements, according to Trudeau's office. But, yeah, that's right, Captain. If something's wrong with the plane, then that's okay. Just fix it or get us a different plane. I think that's just okay to do.
The plane. All right.
Hervé Villechaize, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's another poll out there that says that more workers than ever fear the technology will make their jobs obsolete. Well, no kidding.
Well, that's right. Technology, not only in terms of, you know, you walk into a McDonald's lately, it's going to have a lot of little ordering kiosks.
More than that. Yeah, now, right. Now it's even parts stores.
Well,
when
sure.
You go, you get a part for your car.
Right. Jeez. Yeah. So you tap in what you want, and that'll start the process. So you don't have as many people working, and in terms of service and things like that. But now, if you come get into say AI, that might be able to take over, writing assignments or customer service. These kinds of, they already have these chatbot things, but I'm sure AI, as it's developing, is going to make it almost seamless. If you've ever called your cable company or something lately, you usually go through a robotic automated person that actually tries to almost talk to you in a normal quote-unquote way to try to get whatever your issue is to the right person. So, yeah, I think it's a legitimate concern.
Well, we got a Chris Markowski question that I'm going to ask you for the moment here just to get it out there so people understand. The next hour we'll be talking to Chris Markowski about this. But China is likely headed for a full-blown financial crisis as its economy is due for wilder swings. And this is coming from a market expert, and that's not good to hear about China.
Yes, yeah, the market expert is Ruchir Sharma, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And this, again,
easy for you.
Right. But as we've been talking about now for a while here on the Captain's America, it's because of this property bubble that is fueled by the debts that are soaring in China. And this is what Sharma is referring to primarily. So what he's saying is the next thing that would happen as a result of this property bubble and the soaring debts is going to be a full-blown financial crisis. Now, when that happens, I wonder, Captain, how that would play. Is China then going to want to, quote, sort of do something that's going to be this, this big thing like, okay, let's attack Taiwan now so we have something big to do, or are they going to shrink, for lack of a better term, and try to, gain a foothold or gain more traction again? But they've got all the stuff going on all around the world. As we know, they're out there with their Belt and Road initiatives. They're out there trying to secure the rare earth metals, things like that. So Lord only knows what they'll do if they feel like they're backed into an economic corner.
What historically do countries do when they're trying to beef up their economy?
Well, a lot of times they'll go to war.
They start a war. They start a war. Yep, absolutely. And the Democrats do it more often than not. Our country, right here.
Well, because theoretically, you get your manufacturing going and you put people to work. It's the war effort, right?
Yep, and then the Republicans come along and end it. Not necessarily the way the Democrats want it either. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine would let me in. Move it on over. Rock it on over. Move over the dog, the mean old dog. She told me not to mess around. Rock it on over. Move over
that masked guitarist standing up there strumming away?
Well, that's none other than the incomparable George Thorogood and, of course, the Destroyers.
Oh, yeah. And I believe that's a Georgia band. I believe they got their start in Georgia, working around Atlanta, working around the clubs there. So, Lenny, you let me know if that's right or wrong. And that's for you there, my friend. That's for you, because he came down to visit us yesterday at the cemetery and to hear the speech that we gave and to be part of the ceremony down there. And I was very happy to see that he was able to make it. And then of all things that have happened, get this, he came over to Mission Barbecue to have lunch with us. He also followed us up to Mission Barbecue and spent the day with us, so to speak. And some fool hit his car.
No kidding.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Oh,
now, he stuck around to tell him. He stuck around to tell him, but still, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Don't need that.
No. And he's not that big of a guy, but, I mean, I thought he was going to go out there and clean the guy's clock. No, I'm just kidding. He was very nice about it, gentleman about it. And kudos to the guy who hit his little Toyota Camry, you know, that he didn't drive off because people have a habit of doing that, but his vehicle was a lot worse off than the Camry was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell me about what's going on out west. And by the way, I still see something hanging off the west coast that hasn't made it on shore yet.
Well, I believe so. We've got a little bit of rain in North San Diego County area out and a little bit into the Inland Empire. We'll tell you about that. We continue with our wind advisory for our truckers and our drivers and our travelers out there on I-40, which, of course, is historic Route 66, running through Albuquerque, New Mexico. So if you're going to be near Albuquerque, you might have a little bit of wind, both a little bit east, a little bit west, a little bit north, a little bit south, just a tiny little pocket right there. But that's going to be wind gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour, gusts up to about 50 miles an hour, so do be aware of that. Let's check our radar here real quick. Oh, and by the way, let's check our temperature in Phoenix right now. Last night was pretty hot. This morning looks like it's 90 degrees right now in Phoenix, so they continue with some of those really high temperatures. We do have a little bit of rain now. It's going to be northwest and a little bit east of Albuquerque, a little bit east of Santa Fe, just starting to touch onto I-25 there in the Las Vegas area. No, not Las Vegas, Nevada, but Las Vegas, New Mexico. In Las Vegas, Nevada, for our friends there, it's 84 degrees right now on the strip, and still a little bit of that rain as I was talking about. This now moving really into the just around the Palm Springs area, just skirting, looks like I-10 there right now, through Palm Desert and Indio. So be careful out there.
You know, it's almost wintertime, and we're looking at the mountains, and of course, so you got the cold air merging with some of the warm air, and coming out of Colorado, for example, dropping into Kansas, where you go from the upper level currents to the, the flatlands, so to speak, you've got the western part of Kansas that's probably about 100 miles deep from Goodland, Kansas, on down towards the panhandle of Florida, Oklahoma, and you've got some fog in there, which is because of the weather, the cold meeting the warm in there. And going down into Texas, South Texas, down below Lubbock, let's see, this is down where Pecos comes together with Fort Stockton and I-10 and all that and I-20. And you've got some very warm temperatures in that area, approximately 100 miles or thereabouts. So that's what you got. And also, there is down below San Antonio, headed towards Laredo, an area of fog down there, an area of fog south of Houston, down towards Galveston, some patchy fog along the drive in I-10 in Louisiana, up through New Orleans over towards Mobile. And then you got a big, big area of fog that just suddenly dropped in, Columbia, Missouri area, I-70 east, west, north, south, up into the southeastern corner of Iowa. and the central part of Illinois, a big batch of fog that just dropped in there with the possibility for some rain up above it to the north going up towards Wisconsin and rain in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now. Not to forget about the fact that we do have this offshore flow and currents and riptides up and down the east coast because of Hurricane Lee, which is slowly making its way up towards, looks like going to Nova Scotia on the weather map there, Kyle.
Yes, exactly right. So over the next few days, we'll continue to see exactly what it might do because things can change.
All right, real quick, tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
All right, folks, pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com. That's the website. You can find out all about the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, how you can join their My Rewards Plus program, earn points, get great offers, and save money, pilotflyingj.com.
Yippee-i-yo, Cal Patty. All right, and let's go up to the line here, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know what's tripping your trigger today, but we certainly got a lot of stuff to choose from. The thing that's bothering me is Joe Biden once again stood up there, and I know for a fact, because I was there the day after September 11th, September 12th. I was still in New York City. I was still sitting in the command center. I was still doing what I was supposed to be doing with logistics up there, and there was no Joe Biden or any other politician other than the mayor of New York and the governor of New York that was even remotely hanging around and coming around to see what was going on.
The lies are really quite fascinating, aren't they?
This is pathetic. This is beyond lying. This is just I don't even know how to describe it. And by the way, the first responders that heard about this yesterday, they're not happy.
Okay.
That he would lie about something like that on such a reverent day as it is in the fire service, as you well know.
Well, and then, you know, he gives a quasi speech after he lands in Alaska, which is an air refueling.
Yeah.
And he comes out and makes a joke almost immediately.
Yep.
And then, you know, the press conference that he had in Vietnam. I mean, it.
Yep.
China can do no wrong as far as he's concerned. So I mean.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Coming up here, top of the hour news, and the stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay a few bills along the way, and all that good stuff. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.